Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros,
hi, good evening, and welcome to Leave It in the Ring. This is Amil Carr, Brusco, co-host. I should be joined soon by David Duenes, the owner and key guy, main guy here at Leave It in the Ring. We've got a great show lined up for you, recap of last weekend's action, and obviously we're going to look at what's happening in the sport of boxing this week and in the weeks to come. We're just waiting for an audio fix, a technical fix. I hope we can get that sorted real soon. In the meantime, I will kind of run through last weekend's action, all right? Obviously, the big fight of the weekend was the Dillian White, Alexander Povetkin event at the what's been dubbed the Matchroom Square Garden, aka Eddie Hearn's backyard, there in Essex, England, and we saw a pretty good fight take place. Interesting fight. A lot of people considered it a big upset. I'm not sure I consider that a big upset myself, given just the pedigree of Alexander Povetkin and, you know, his background as an Olympic gold medalist and a former WBA regular title. I mean, his only two losses came against really two of the top guys in the sport. First, Vladimir Klitschko, and then obviously the loss to Anthony Joshua in England. So going into this fight, Dillian White was favored by most pundits and the bookies to get the victory. And it looked for a while like he was going to get the victory. Four rounds. I thought Alexander Povetkin was handling himself well and giving almost as good as he was getting. But by the fourth round, it kind of looked as if White was definitely taking control. He scored two knockdowns in the fourth round. And everyone from the broadcasters, and I'm sure people around the world following on TV, thought that at that point, it was kind of over for Povetkin. And then fifth round happens, and boom, he lands what I think is arguably one of the best heavyweight knockouts of recent memory. It's definitely one of the best I've seen at the elite championship level or just below it. And, I mean, he just landed a beautiful textbook left uppercut. It kind of looked as though he was going to the body with a hook, and then he switched, or at least he was faking to the body with a hook and then switched and then just scored a beautiful left uppercut that knocked Dillian White out cold. I mean, he was out before he hit the canvas. It was a spectacular knockout. It was a come from behind win, and it was an impressive performance. It's kind of
hello? Can't hear you.